From Jefferson Public Radio at Southern Oregon University, this is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Off the top, raising awareness of bullying through the Lotus Rising Project. The project works especially hard at targeting bullying in school of gay, bi, and transgender students. You'll hear how a tricky subject is broached and confronted. Down the hour, taking action in the present to preserve the past in the future. That is the mission of the Yreka Historic Preservation Corporation. Why a corporation? That's one of many questions we'll ask about the job and how it's done. After 9, one of America's most colorful cities as seen on TV. New Orleans is home to the neighborhood called Treme and the setting of the series by that name. Now there's a book of stories and recipes to match, and we'll meet the author. All that and your phone calls and emails ahead on the Jefferson Exchange after this hour's news. This is the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. We broadcast live on weekday mornings and rebroadcast on weekday evenings on radio stations serving Oregon and California. And we're found online as well at jeffexchange.org. It is Tuesday, September 10th, 2013. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. In this hour, school bullying and historic preservation. You'll hear from the Lotus Rising Project about bullying, especially of LGBT students, and how the project approaches the issue. Then you'll hear from the Yreka Historic Preservation Corporation about working to preserve history in a place with not a whole lot of people or dollars. You can join our discussions on the exchange. We'll provide phone numbers and email address shortly. First, let's get a weather forecast from Jefferson Exchange producer Charlotte Duren.
On the Northern California coast today, patchy fog and mostly sunny with a high near 65. In Redding and Red Bluff, sunny and hot with a high near 101. In Yreka, sunny and hot with a high near 96. In Weed and Mount Shasta, sunny with a high near 91. On the Southern Oregon coast, sunny and windy with a high near 78. In the Klamath Basin, sunny with a high near 88. In Grants Pass, Medford, and Ashland, sunny and hot with a high near 102. On the Southern Oregon Cascades and Siskiyous, sunny with a high near 82. In Roseburg in the Umpqua Basin, sunny and hot with a high near 97. And in Eugene and Springfield today, patchy fog and sunny with a high near 91.
And it looks like for the days ahead, more of the same. There's absolutely nothing over us in the way of cloud cover, looking at the satellite imagery. Just some stuff out in the ocean, but nothing coming on shore at this point. So it's a very hot, dry summer pattern, and it will continue for a while. And it looks like it's actually possible that Medford will be hotter than Redding on Wednesday. So we'll keep an eye on the temperatures, but at this point, it's all pretty academic. It's hot, it's dry, and it's going to stay that way for a while ahead of us. Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you're here, and if you'd like to take part in our conversations here, join us at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. Put kids together in large numbers, and there's likely to be a certain amount of teasing and kids picking on each other. But when the teasing and picking on become bullying, the concern goes up, especially if the people being bullied are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender students. The Lotus Rising Project wants to curb bullying with a specific focus on the kind that targets the LGBT students. Lotus Rising is based in Medford, and we have three guests from the project with us here in the studio. Kathy Bates is the executive director. Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Kendra Lockery is the Youth Empowerment Theater Coordinator. We'll have her explain what that means. Welcome, Kendra.
Thank you.
And Matthew Reynolds is a school teacher and a board member of the Lotus Rising Project. Matthew, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, sir.
Matthew visited us once before to talk about taking his troop of students from Crater High School off to Scotland for the Fringe Festival, which I guess you're doing again this year.
Yes, we are, next summer.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Kathy Bates, let's start with you and tell us about Lotus Rising Project and how it got started.
Well, it actually got started by youth. They were LGBTQ youth and their allies looking for a place to feel safe and to be together with people who were like themselves. And after a few years of meeting in that way, of support, mutual support, they decided that they had experienced enough discrimination themselves that they wanted to create a nonprofit whose purpose would be to fight oppression of all kinds and to teach their community how to celebrate diversity. And so they formed a nonprofit. And that is how Lotus Rising Project began.
The students formed this?
The students formed this.
And how long ago?
Along with Matthew, who's mm-hmm. here. He was also a co-founder. And that was 8 years ago. 10 years ago for the group, but 8 years ago that we formed the nonprofit.
All right. And so, Matthew, tell us about that. This is an interesting thing for the students to come together and decide they can go bigger than just within their own local circumstances.
Well, one of the things was Delaine Dew. She was the founding matriarch who put not straight, not sure on the board kind of thing. The students came from all the different school districts here in the Valley. It wasn't just any one particular school district. And she empowered them. And through that empowerment, they realized that they weren't getting some of the grant money that necessarily was out there because of their name, Not Straight, Not Sure. And from that oppression right there, that's how they were like, well, we need a new name. There's other things we want to do. We don't want to just meet in private. We want to help and give back to our community. And so they had the ideas of having their own space for youth to come to sit in company with one another. They had ideas of a food bank that had more healthier choices. They had the ideas of being able to go back into the high schools, all their various high schools, and to support the different organizations, the Gay Straight Alliances or the GLSEN clubs that were there, to be able to make sure that the schools were also seeing that there is a need for this group of people here in the Valley.
What do, and I can guess, but rather than do that, let's just find out. What does it mean, not straight, not sure? How did that particular phrase come to the lips of somebody?
That was something that the youth, that was a name that they came up with because they felt that it was more inclusive of everybody. It wasn't a gay straight alliance. It wasn't labeling in that kind of sense. It was something that was students who were questioning their sexuality and or their gender identity, and it was a place for them to be able to come together. So not straight, not sure.
All right. It's a real chance for people who are having some doubts, some questions, not really settled on something, to go ahead and say, hey, look, you know, I don't know, but let's get band together and protect ourselves.
Exactly. And feel safe and comfortable in being able to do that and to speak their mind.
And so, Kathy Bates, does Lotus Rising operate in all schools in Jackson County? Is it broader than that, narrower than that?
No, we operate in 3 schools in Jackson County and 1 in Jefferson County, Grants Pass.
Josephine County.
I mean, Josephine, what did I say?
That's right. It's Jefferson Public Radio, Josephine. I know. We keep doing that to people over the years. So 3 schools, and which are those?
They are. I'll let Kendra answer that because she's in charge of managing those.
We have North Medford. We have Crater Academy. And we also have
Ashland.
Thank you. It's like, wait, which is the third? And then Grants Pass. And we're working with forming a GSA at Central Medford High, and our goal will be to get one going at South Medford and Eagle Point.
Is the growth somewhat slow of Lotus Rising in these schools for any reason of resistance or anything like that?
I don't know, because I feel like I just took this role over this year, and so far I'm getting good response from the advisors that carried over from last year. So I think I'm finding good response, and I find that when we have our social justice trainings last year, when we had them, we actually had youth show up and take part in that, and they can take back what they learned there to their schools. And so, but yeah, I think we could definitely get more kids going and more youth going and more schools behind it for sure.
And you are the coordinator of the Youth Empowerment Theater. So why don't you tell us a bit about what that is and how that works?
Well, the Youth Empowerment Theater is a group of kids that come together. Youth, I keep saying kids, I apologize. A group of youth that come together that love theater and want to use that as a vehicle for social change. We started out as teen theater. We were with, we've been with several different organizations throughout the years. And Lotus Rising Project adopted us in 2009. And we've been working with them since. And our main goal has been doing the bullying work, the bully prevention work, using interactive theater. And what that is where we set up a situation that ends badly, like a bullying situation or a scenario, and the actors play it out. We freeze after the scene is over. We talk about it with the audience. And then we use some dialogue, like who's the who's the bully, who's the target in this situation, what's happening, what do you see? And then we start the scene over from the beginning, and I invite audience members to raise their hand when they see a moment where a new choice could be made by one of the characters to make a better, more positive outcome. They can't replace the bully, of course, because that's, you know, that would be magical. Right. So we ask them to replace a bystander, a target. Sometimes we set it up to where the bully has what I call a sidekick. And so we invite them to replace any of those characters to try to make a better outcome for the situation.
Kathy Bates, do we have any hard numbers on how widespread bullying is overall, and then how much of that bullying is focused on LGBTQ students?
I have actually some statistics from a study that was just done in this last year by the Oregon Safe Schools and Communities Coalition.
Actually, yeah, we talked about that little. Go ahead and remind us about what's in there.
What they found in their study, they were looking to see, because a few years ago a law was put into effect that requires schools to have bully prevention and safe schools policies and procedures.
And some of them are lagging, I recall.
And some of them were lagging, yes, most were. Right. And what they found statistically was that 50% or 53% of the youth who were surveyed at this time, LGBTQ youth in Oregon, were harassed at school in the last 30 days, as compared to 28% of straight youth. So 53% as compared to 28%. Now, the thing is, for me, 28% isn't very acceptable. But 53% is, you know, just something we cannot tolerate. 15% of LGBTQ youth in Oregon missed school in the last 30 days, that's when the survey was done, because they felt it was unsafe, compared to 4% of straight youth. 20% of LGBTQ youth in Oregon have attempted suicide in the last year, compared to 5% of straight youth. 20%. That is a fifth of the LGBTQ youth population in our state. And our suspicions and experiences here are that our statistics are probably equal, if not worse, being in a rural, pretty straight area.
As opposed to an urban area where there's a little more diversity in the general realm of things.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let me invite the listeners to join us once again. We're talking to the folks at the Lotus Rising Project, Kathy Bates, Kendra Lockery, and Matthew Reynolds. And you can join us here on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone numbers 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Matthew Reynolds, you've been through this for a long time, both as a person who came out when you were, 13 years old?
Yep.
And as a teacher in the middle of school for quite a while now, too. Did it seem to you that perhaps by now we would have gotten more of a handle on this, that bullying would not be as prevalent, given that people know a lot more about other people's lifestyles than they used to?
Well, not necessarily. And I think that part of that is how we as humanity and society are growing. We've got now technology that is such a huge part of our youth's lives. And so I'd like to see somebody out there do some kind of survey or look at some of the statistics that have to do with cyberbullying. Because back in the day, it used to be, well, if people are bullying one another, your parents would get together and talk, or they would bring you guys together. In some instances, if it was too bad and your family could afford it, they'd take you to another school, or you'd move across town, or you'd go someplace else. But now, what is it doing to our youth that the bullying is being shot around the world? That now you're uploading things on YouTube and other social media, and now it's psychologically, how does that affect somebody cognitively at this stage in their life? Who's doing that study to like look at what is that really truly doing to our youth? That, you know, they're thinking it's not just this group of five or six saw them bully me. Somebody just videotaped it and uploaded it onto the cyber world, and now it's flying across the world. And how does that affect our youth, and how is that bringing more harm to them than good? And so how can we flip that and actually use social media to help get rid of some of these things? And so you've seen it gets better, and some of the other campaigns that have come out over the last few years that I've used social media in a positive way too. So,
is bullying therefore less visible in the hallways in school now? Is it usually done through electronic means and less done face to face?
Yes and no. I'd say it's still about the same, except for now that the things that are happening in the hallway, it's called Hollywooding, and someone's taking their camera and they're actually videotaping it, and then they'll post it. So that's, you know, it's a whole nother world. It's a whole nother ball of wax.
And how do the school administrations deal with this? Because, you know, it's sort of like I don't see anybody telling people not to take pictures at concerts anymore, because since everybody seems to have a phone that's capable of taking pictures in movies, they're always out there with their hands up. I mean, so in the same way, do the schools not even try to regulate the use of mobile devices in the hallways?
No, I think that a lot of the schools have tried to get mobile devices to be utilized in the classroom in a positive way for education. And so I think that that's how at least some of the schools that I've seen are trying to flip it, so that it's not just, no, we're banning phones, you can't have them on campus, you can't do any of that. I think a lot more educators are starting to use them in a positive way, to be able to use in their classrooms, tweeting on certain topics and things like that.
I see we have a call coming in, and so we can invite more listeners to call us as well. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Speaking of mobile devices, I think we got Kendra off the table here for a moment here, dealing with her own. So how fast or not is Lotus Rising growing? I mean, how much discussion are you getting from other school districts saying, hey, can you come into our school?
Actually, we are in the process right now of talking first with other agencies that have an interest in safe schools, creating safe schools. For instance, Mediation Works, sexual assault response team. So we're doing the whole breadth of what harassment is, not just for LGBTQ youth, but for all youth in the schools. And so we are meeting in 2 weeks, in fact, a group of agencies who have the same concerns to form an alliance or a coalition. We don't know what we're going to call it yet. And develop a strategic plan to be able to work with the schools as a resource in a comprehensive way, and in a way that shares all the best elements of what each of us do with regard to trying to create safe schools.
Okay, I'm going to need you to put your headphones on because we have a phone call for you. We are talking to Kathy Bates, Matthew Reynolds, and Kendra Lockery at the Lotus Rising Project. Here's Cheryl in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Kendra. Hey, Matthew. This is Cheryl with The Edge.
Oh, hi, Cheryl.
I have a question for you and a concern. Are you seeing, with the changes that have been coming down in the laws across the country, that there is a diminished concern about the issue of bullying and discrimination in the LGBTQ youth population? I guess I'm thinking about what has happened with HIV, mm-hmm. and that people think of it sort of as yesterday's news.
Oh, that's not my experience at all. And, of course, Matthew's on the school campus, so he would have an idea, a better idea in terms of on school campuses. But just in general, my experience is that people are just starting to really pay attention to this mm-hmm. and to want to see some things change.
All right. Cheryl, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Matthew, all right.
Matthew, anything else you wanted to add to that from what Kathy was saying?
Yeah, most definitely. One of the things that we have happening at the Creative Renaissance Academy of Arts and Sciences, the actual school that I do work for, is that my principal, Bob King, is definitely concerned about these issues. And looking at it, he's actually handed me curriculum for 6th through 10th grade. And so we're looking at that curriculum to be able to be confronting bullying and creating allies. It's an amazing curriculum. I wish that I had the name of the folks who's actually put it together so that I could give them a little shout out and props for it. But he's all about it. Our student government a couple of years ago has put together a pamphlet that is given to all of our students at the beginning of the year in their daily planner about how to become an ally and what you do when you do see bullying. and having Kendra come out and work with our GSA. And our GSA actually calls itself the Gender Sexuality Alliance. They changed their name last year because of a conference that some folks went to because they felt that that name was a little more inclusive. So it's not going anywhere. It's growing bigger a lot, pretty fast, actually.
When you mentioned starting in sixth grade, that does raise the question of when's the appropriate age to start talking about bullying generally and then specifically about bullying of LGBTQ students.
Kendra, why don't you answer that one? Because I know you're talking about a full breadth of grades.
I don't think you can start too early. I think you can start the conversation in kindergarten, which just basically is about respect, social responsibility. I mean, we don't need to get into the bigger topics. It's just about, you know, speaking your words to each other, playing together nicely. Last year we went to Rogue River and we worked in front of a group of fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. And I think we're working on a K-12 curriculum to try to start really early with just, like I said, in the basic, in the early ages, I think it would just be about respect and being true with your feelings. You know, a lot of times people bully because they aren't feeling heard or they feel frustrated. So we really want to acknowledge that as well and acknowledge that bullies aren't some big bad person in the corner. They're usually someone who's misunderstood and doesn't have an outlet, so they lash out at other people.
And it can be the nice and handsome kids too, can't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. It can be, and it can be misconstrued as oh, I'm part of the gang. They tease me. They give me a hard time because I'm one of them. And, you know, it's confusing. Bullying is not always just the big guy in the lot beating up the little kid. Right. Sometimes it's really hard to decipher. So we want to teach at a very early age what it looks like, what it doesn't look like, what does friendship look like, you know, what do good positive relationships look like. And so that's what we're working on now. That's part of the coalition is coming together to talk about how can we start at kindergarten and go all the way through 12th grade.
Let's take another call. We have Christoph and Ashlyn on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to the folks at the Lotus Rising Project. Welcome.
I'm just calling to find out what was the source of the Lotus Rising name.
All right, good question there. And it looks like we're pointing all at Matthew Reynolds.
Sorry, Matthew.
That was a lot of meeting with the youth, and it's a name that the youth actually wanted came about with. And the idea is that the idea of the lotus flower and the phoenix rising from the ashes. And so the idea was that they have gone through so much and they have dealt with the oppression and the things that have come down towards them in their life, and they're rising up out of those ashes and creating this beauty and this wonderful thing. And that's where the name Lotus Rising Project comes from.
So thanks for that question, Christoph and Ashlyn. What is the logical future then? I mean, are you how actively are you attempting to expand into additional schools other than the ones you serve now in Josephine and Jackson counties?
Yes, we are indeed planning expansion and are writing grants to that effect to a variety of local foundations. We want to expand to four more schools over the next 2 years, two this year, two next year, culminating in a conference for school administrators and faculty to talk about these issues, check in on the policies and procedures, and help to shore up the schools in terms of how they're addressing this. So, yes, we are expanding. Mm-hmm.
Is the funding for Lotus Rising primarily grants at this point?
It is. One of the reasons that I was brought on board as the executive director is that I have a background in financial development, and so I'm working on projects with the board to work in ways with the community to engender support from our community directly, and not reducing the amount of grants that we're going to write, because we could want to continue to do our work, but the percentage of grants to community support, I'm hoping to balance that out more.
The pathway and its completeness or not, as indicated in the report from the state across the state of Oregon about how few schools are still in compliance or are in compliance as of yet with the requirements to have anti-bullying programs. Are we just at the beginning of a long journey? Are we halfway down the road? I mean, how would you characterize things, Kathy Bates or Matthew?
I think we're just starting, and part of the, and hopefully it'll continue. You can't, if you have fear and you can't learn. So if you've got students on your campus and they're fearful of being there for whatever reason, and being bullied about it, they're not going to be able to learn. Your test scores aren't going to go up. And if you want to go the MET route with it and take away the human factor, which sometimes we do when we need to look at numbers, then I think a lot more administrators and things are going to see these numbers and start to go, oh, hey, if we really open ourselves up, looked at the laws that are being put into place, changed some of the language that we have, like is happening from our president on down and how he supported the LGBTQ community, I think that it's only going to start changing more and more of it's going to start to happen.
All right. There's a seminar Monday, is that right, at the Medford Library? 7
to
9 p.m.?
Yes, okay. 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay, Lotus Rising Project, Kathy Bates, the executive director, Matthew Reynolds, school teacher and board member, Kendra Lockery, Youth Empowerment Theater Coordinator. Thank you all for joining us
today
on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Back after a break with the Writer's Almanac.